Okay, guys, here is a little message really quickly that if your head is full and you feel like you're not getting anything done and you're procrastinating, you're not being productive enough because you're thinking of X, Y, and Z, this is a little trick that I got taught, oh, I don't know how many years ago, but it works for me. I box everything off into boxes with lids in my head. So each part of my day has a box with a lid. And within that box is the tasks that I need to do there and then. So for example, I have a morning box where I look after myself, I do my breathing, I do my walk, I do my workout or whatever. I put the lid back in that box then at a certain time. The trigger is normally, say, the first client or the kids getting up out of bed. And then the next box then is the kids box, the school, getting ready for school, getting ready for work and so on and so forth. When that's done, I physically, mentally in my head, put a lid in that box. So there's only so many boxes we can have open in the day, there's only so many boxes that we can have in the day as well that we can open and close. So try not to fill your day with too much boxes. And 9 times out of 10, what's happening with clients is, and what used to happen with myself is, I used to have boxes in my day that shouldn't be in that day, like the Christmas tree is going up next Friday. I don't need that box in my day today, but I used to think about it. Going to have to put up the Christmas tree, I have to put up the Christmas tree. And sure, I wouldn't get anything else done because I'd be thinking about a Christmas tree that shouldn't be in today's box. That box shouldn't be in today's plan. Do you get me? So like, I've loads of stuff to be doing all the time, but I box them off and I enjoy every box while I'm in it. So when I'm with a client, I'm with a client. That's it. When I'm in the presence now and at loan with you guys today, I'm in at loan and that's it. I've boxed off and we're in the box and at loan. I've 101 things to be doing when I come back before I go out again tonight. But that's a different box when I come back. The different box when I come back then today is I'm going to spend time with Nathan and making sure that he's fed, well watered, the whole shebang, the kids are set up. And that's that box done. The next box done then, the next box is I'm going out tonight with friends. And the next box is my sleep box when I come home, do my sleep meditation and wash off my makeup and so on and so forth. And then each box as I go along, I close the lid on it. Unless I need to open it up, if the kids rang me and said, "Mom, you need to come home," well, then I'm coming home back into the box of the house then with the kids. So I box everything off. So that enables me to be present in the moment, to be fully all in and not thinking about anything else that has to be done and worrying about stuff that hasn't happened already or that doesn't need to happen already, or worrying about stuff that happened 3 days ago that's out of my control now and that I can't do anything about it. So try that analogy with boxes. Each part of your day and each task has a box. If you're thinking about something today that doesn't need to happen until tomorrow, put it away in a box. And that's it. It's away in a box and you don't open that box until you have to open it. And that's it. And within each box then is your little tasks. If you want to go a deeper layer with that, you can get your Google Diary and you can color code your Google Diary. You can color code your Google Diary for different tasks because the mind resonates with images and pictures and colors. The mind resonates with that. So if you want to go a deeper layer again, you can start using your Google Diary, your app on your phone, and you can start color coding home. Put them into boxes. Home, work is a color code. Your walk is a color code. Your lunch is a color code. Your me time is a color code. So then when you can resonate then with different colors throughout your day of what needs to be open and closed. And don't open that box up again. If that box is closed, don't open it up again. You can't go back, but you can choose what's within that box tomorrow. So i.e., let's just say you're like, "Oh my God, I get up and I ate a shite load of food today that didn't serve me." Okay, box it off, put the lid in it and close it and good luck. Don't worry about that till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, put something different in your box that's going to be a healthier version of you, that's going to support a healthier version of you. Job done. Box it off. Good luck. Can't control the past, but you can control tomorrow what you put in the box. So try that scenario. It works for me because the mind's very visual anyway. It mightn't work for somebody else. Maybe Google, color coded Google, boxing off on Google Diary might suit you with color codes. Physical paper diary might work for some people, but you're windy writing that. So imagine the boxes in your head and close it off and job done. And it helps you be present in every single moment of your life, which is actually more important. It's more important and to live a more peaceful and calm life and to be present. It takes a bit of while to practice it, but give it a go. And let me know what you think.